Luke Giacomini has hunted in Tamales Bay since he was 11.
And it's something I did with my friends, my dad, my friends' dads, my family. It's something that I do with my kids now that are 6 and 4.
Shooting mallard, sprig, widgeon.
Gadwell you get, teal, and Canadian honkers. Some guys hunt for honkers out here.
Here is an ecological reserve, an area of about 500 acres that sits at the entryway to a wildlife sanctuary that opened in 2008. Known as the Giacomini Wetlands, members of Luke's family formerly operated a dairy on these lands at the south end of Tamales Bay. They then turned them over to the National Park Service for restoration more than 10 years ago. Since then, levees, tide gates, and culverts have been removed, recreating marshland, and the number of visiting birds is on the rise.
So what's happening is birds are flying in across the Tamales Bay Reserve, making their way to the sanctuary, the wetlands area that's been restored, and they're getting shot as they try to get to the sanctuary. And we think the hunting is unnecessary, and it is cruel to have the hunting as it right in the beginning of the area where the sanctuary begins.
Allison Hermance is from Wildcare, one of the groups supporting a petition to ban hunting. Hermance says that wetlands are too few and far between these days, particularly along migration corridors.
We're worried about the birds. These are animals that fly for hundreds and hundreds of miles. And back in the day, you had lots and lots of wetlands. The entire San Francisco Bay was wetlands. There were lots of areas for these birds to land and have a rest overnight in the process of their migration. But in today's day and age, where almost all of the wetlands have been filled in, you're looking at a situation where almost no wetlands are still available. And this is one of the few areas where it's still possible for birds to come in and have a rest and have a meal and actually, you know, get their strength back to continue their migration.
Birds are getting caught in a kind of ecological trap as they head towards the sanctuary, where hunting is not allowed. Many other areas of the bay are off limits too. So when Giacomini looks at the reserve, he sees one of the last good open spots.
When you go duck hunting, you got to hunt where the ducks will go. So this is where the ducks go. If this gets shut down and you just give us the middle of the bay, well then you're giving us just nothing.
Giacomini is backing an alternate petition, one from the pro-hunting community, asking the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to protect hunting in the reserve. They say hunting hasn't had a negative effect on bird populations in the area. In fact, bird populations are increasing. And hunting is a tradition, he says, one worth keeping.
I do plan on taking my son down there in a couple years again, maybe even next year, so it wouldn't be right if it got shut down. It's nice and close and easy and convenient for us to take the kids down to enjoy a day out there, whether it's successful or not. It'd be a loss. And any day is a successful day of hunting, as long as you're not working.
Both petitions will go before the California Department of Fish and Wildlife in May. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.